News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted 240 to 187 to approve a resolution condemning as racist remarks made by President Donald Trump about minority Democratic Congresswomen. Congresswoman Diana DeGette announced the vote results.
The yeas are 240, the nays are 187. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
All the Democrats in the House, plus four Republicans, voted to approve the measure, which, in its words, strongly condemns racist comments that have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. Trump tweeted on Sunday that the four Democratic lawmakers should go back to their countries and fix their homelands before they attack him and the United States. All four of the targeted congresswomen are U.S. citizens. Three of the four were born in the United States. Two of the four, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, have since called for Trump's impeachment. President Trump says Iran cannot test ballistic missiles that the United States sees as vehicles to carry nuclear bombs. Trump made the comment while speaking with reporters Tuesday at the White House. He said he believes Iran must not develop a nuclear weapon or test ballistic missiles. A U.N. Security Council resolution that endorsed Iran's 2015 deal with world powers called upon, rather than obligated, Iran to refrain from testing missiles capable of carrying nuclear warheads. Tehran has long said its nuclear ambitions are peaceful and its missiles defensive in nature. Pirates have attacked a ship off the coast of Nigeria and abducted 10 sailors from a Turkish cargo vessel. Another 8 sailors remain on board the ship, which is now in a harbor in Ghana. The Turkish shipping company said its vessel was sailing without any freight from Cameroon to the Ivory Coast when it was attacked. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency says it is deeply concerned about new U.S. restrictions.